happened. You used to go hours without being in the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. The horrible reality of late term abortion points to the horrible reality of abortion.
All right, I'm trying to get all my volume turned down on my phone. In the news I still have I've had this phone now for a week and a half, and I still, it's driving me crazy.
Have your phone, have your hand. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless this show, bless this week, and bless our families, those fine there. God bless everyone that attached to this show. God bless the station and the people that are engineers that are coming in and helping us out. And God, we ask you to bless the presence of the day and take care of Sticks and Mark, Sticks and Jeff, in Jesus' name, and Mark 2 and his family. Bye-bye.
Who had basically tried to indicate that they understood third trimester abortions to be different.
Let's do that.
Now they're saying they're not different at all.
And we also have here, to it's on auto. This follows their own daily logic. That's good.
Either life is sacred and worth protecting, or it's not. I'm Albert Moeller.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
My family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
Listen to my notes while I was driving.
Part of the Army National Guard. Log on to NationalGuard.com.
Because I was listening to talk radio while I was driving.
Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters at this station.
Copays, codes, coupons, searching for savings.
As I was listening,
is so complex,
I was fighting.
Like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately,
there were things
CVS
I needed to say.
Employs thousands who have one. Our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool.
I turned the news
to help
off
them
this
find
weekend.
You savings on prescriptions.
Why am I going to watch what they're going to say?
It was pretty good.
You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS.
It was pretty good.
Saving
I can't
care.
Wait.
Not
today.
All patients
can't wait until we get there.
That's pharmacist for details.
This is Jim Daly,
can't
president
wait
of
we
Focus
get there.
On the Family. Right
wrong
now
one.
In the U.S., babies
wrong
are
one.
Being left
identify.
To die after botched abortions. And that's because there's no
can't
law
wait
preventing
hear what
healthcare
I'm saying.
Workers from simply backing away from the little girl or boy and withholding care from them. That's infanticide, and we must put an end to it in the United States. On Monday, February 25th,
auto.
The U.S. Senate will vote on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, requiring healthcare workers to provide medical care to babies who survive an abortion. You will know where your senator stands on the issue of infanticide, because on February 25th, they'll have to go on record.
You got
to
get chapped.
Call your senator today.
You got
to
get pastors up on the screen.
Yes,
she was up there on Friday. We put her up on Friday.
S311.
She was up
Don't
on Friday.
Allow another baby to die on the table. Get details at focusonthefamily.com/prolife.
Come on. Hurry up.
Focusonthefamily.com.
Oh my God.
/prolife. This is John Fuller with a friendly reminder to please let us know the call letters of this great radio station when you get in touch.
So, dads, God gives you instincts to move in towards your daughter.
Good morning.
And when you have those instincts, no matter what anybody says, move in.
That's Dr. Meg Meeker talking about the important role that a father has in his daughter's life. And
a lot of people call me when I'm on the air.
Focus on the Family. You know, we as dads, we want to succeed with our kids. And there is a special daddy-daughter bond that we're going to be taking a look at today. Your host is Focus President and author Jim Daly, and I'm John Fuller.
John, I'm a bit jealous because I'm the father of two boys, and I don't have that wonderful experience of having a daughter. I would have loved to have been the father of a daughter, but I think the Lord may have known I would have ended up in jail, perhaps defending her.
Can you get this up live to my personal Facebook page?
A man that I worked with
I probably can.
Who literally, his daughter.
Not right now. I mean, he's not dead.
I'm trying to
we'll
do it.
Able, I can tag you.
Second airborne. And he decided to clean his guns when boyfriends would come over to take his daughter out. And he'd be cleaning their guns saying, I'd do anything for my daughter. I'd go to prison for my daughter. You need to take care of my daughter. Yeah. Wow, talk about a daddy's love.
That does.
That's
okay.
Laying the law down, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And we're going to discuss that today. And I'm looking forward to it with our wonderful guest,
Mark,
Dr. Meg Beaker. She's written this terrific book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, 10 Secrets.
What do you mean nobody's here? It says connected.
Should know.
And she is a leading authority on parenting teens and children's health. Dr. Meeker is a pediatrician. She's been in practice for over 30 years, and she and her husband have three daughters and a son. And you can get that book, by the way, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, at our website, focusonthefamily.com/broadcast.
Dr. Meeker, welcome back to Focus on the Family.
Well, thanks for having me. This is so much fun.
Now, I know your late father
guys,
meant so much to
we
you
have a show,
in every way. This book is really about the relationship.
Well, we on Blog Talk.
We're on Blog Talk.
And we're on Facebook.
And we're on Facebook. So we can continue.
We
can continue.
Okay.
What was it like?
Do I get double pay because it's President's Day?
No, don't get double pay. Can you believe we came in? No one's in the studio. I'm sitting here waiting. And it is like no one's there. It's a holiday.
Yeah, I'm hearing somebody else come in over my phone, so I thought, that's not us.
That's not me.
So they're on automated up there.
I don't know what's going on up there.
Oh.
But it's not me.
Well, okay.
But this is a good practice. It's a good test run. It's a good practice for me.
Everything's working.
We are all working.
That's except the station.
Well, you know, you can't win them all.
Yeah.
You can't win them all. Sorry, Mark.
Well, that's okay.
We did good. We're doing good.
Here. And I got that. My new tires worked wonderfully today.
Okay. You got tires over the weekend?
I got tires last week, not this past week, but the weekend before. I went and I bought myself a new set of tires, and they work real good.
That is great.
Yeah. They weren't cheap.
Listen, since we're not on live on the air, but we do broadcast on WHKZ. We can go straight to Facebook Live. For people that are out there, we can actually talk to you directly on Facebook Live. So we can pay attention to you completely because we don't get to do that often.
Can I do the commercials?
Sure. I want to see that. Am I the only person working today? I mean, I didn't know President's Day was a holiday.
Well, there's nobody. I was able to get a parking place down here today because
there's nobody downtown.
There's nobody downtown. I know my son is off today.
Well, I knew that. He works for the government. He's supposed to be off.
Yeah, he and his girlfriend went to Pittsburgh over the weekend to see a ballet of The Great Gatsby.
Oh, that's cool.
Which, you know, okay, I don't know how they could make that into a ballet because it's, you know, kind of a little intense thing. It's one of my favorite books, but, you know, I'm anxious. I've not talked with him since he's been back, but maybe we'll all go out for dinner tonight if he's, you know, listening, which, you know, who knows.
listen here. I got a question for you. I kept on telling you I was driving in from Michigan this morning and this is what I'm listening to talk radio and on all different, you know, POTUS, they got all these, on XM, they got all these channels.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to them on the way in, and all I hear is President Trump is trying to build a wall because he's trying to fulfill a campaign promise.
Yeah.
President Trump is trying to build a wall because he's trying to fulfill a campaign promise.
Yeah.
And it never really hit me until I realized they keep on saying that he's trying to build a wall to fulfill a campaign
promise. That's a good thing, not a bad thing.
What I don't understand is when did fulfilling my word, when I have given my word to do something, when does that become a bad thing?
And that's why, in all seriousness, my wife and I were talking about this over the weekend. I voted for President Trump because I felt he'd be the only person of the complete line of candidates that we looked at 2 years ago that could stand up to what they're experiencing right now. He's fulfilled his campaign promises. You can go down the list
after another.
That's why we voted for him. That's a
correct.
Good thing, but it's a bad thing for the Democratic Party, who is playing, you know, they accuse, if I hear the, Trump is a racist. Trump is a racist. You're a racist. Well, he's a racist. And the Democratic Party is using immigration in a racist fashion like I've never seen happen before. Everybody talks about the racism of the right. What about the racism of the left? And there's plenty.
No. That's different. There's a difference in racism between the left and the right. You know that, right?
Oh, so there's good racism and bad racism?
Right.
Okay. What's the good racism?
Good racism is when you say that you get – look at the two guys who actually jumped Jesse Smollett. And they were racist talking about MAGA. You got to understand, you got two Jamaican brothers. They were released without charges. They said they were going up against him. You know, they beat him up. They threw bleach on him. They put a noose around his neck, and they yelled MAGA. And then you get the blackface up in what's it called?
Richmond, Virginia.
Virginia,
yeah.
Which is known for. Have you heard the Virginia song? I wish I was old back in old Virginia.
Oh, carry me back to old Virginia.
Have you heard the lyrics? You gotta understand.
Oh, they're really racist.
Absolutely. So all of a sudden.
So is my old Kentucky home. All the darkies are playing in the field.
But there are so many. That's a whole other conversation for another day. It's a good Black History conversation.
Yeah.
It is Black History Month. But you got to understand, this is what they want.
Yeah.
We like it like this.
Yeah. There's a reason why they like it like that.
They like it like this.
There's a reason why they want to keep things the status quo on the border. The Democratic Party threw out all the old white men.
Camera.
And they said so.
Camera.
Oh, hi, camera. Hi, guys.
Camera.
So they threw out all the old white men, and they said, we don't need you anymore. And we're going to replace you with – this is their words, not mine, okay? They're replacing you with – they felt the future of America is going to be brown. And that's what they said.
It is.
And I don't disagree with them. But they thought they'd kind of hasten it a little bit by letting all these immigrants in. And to me, when you see what Barack Obama did and the 200 or 300,000 children he let into this country and wouldn't let the press look at it while he did it, and now what they're doing now tells me that racism is alive and well in the Democratic Party.
It never
they don't like white people.
Again, they don't like anyone. And the problem that we have is the misinformation, the miscommunication of so many people. They don't know any better. We haven't taught them any better.
And you asked the main question. Since when is it wrong to keep a campaign promise?
You're not supposed to keep the campaign promise.
It doesn't play into their playbook. It's an issue. And the sad thing is watching this play out.
You asked the main question. Since when
On television, with the incident in Chicago, with I love Cory Booker. You know, Cory Booker's comment on that thing in Chicago.
The first comment or the second one.
Well, yes, we're looking into this. But if he didn't do it, somebody else did, and it's worse because there's bigotry across America going across.
He didn't say that.
Yes, that's what he did. That's exactly what he said.
But Mark, let me say it this way: white men.
That's me.
Yes. But you're Italian, but you're a white man.
Southern Italy, okay. There'd be some questions,
okay.
You know.
But white men are very, very arrogant in their freedom because they've always been free. Now, they've had struggles with other nationalities and ethnics in their own country. But white men overall in America have always been free. And because you've always been free, you've never felt what it meant to be oppressed. Women have been oppressed by white men. African Americans have been oppressed by white men. And we haven't learned how to not – instead of doing better, I do what I see other people do.
Women have been oppressed by white men, black men, yellow men, red men.
No. They've never been oppressed by black men. They've never been oppressed by black. Now don't get me. They'll sleep with black men, but they've never been oppressed by black men.
I'll go over to Africa, take a look at some of those countries, and see.
Again, there's not enough black white people there in Africa oppressed in Africa. Now there may be some white women who have been hurt by black men.
I'm not talking about white women. I'm talking about black women being oppressed by black men.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Black women are oppressed by black men in some, but most times by black men. But in America,
uh-oh,
they're not oppressed by black men. They're emasculated by black women. Black men are emasculated by black women because they've never been oppressed by black men in America.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew where you were going with that. I was wondering how it was going to come out.
But what I'm saying is what's happening now, white men don't realize, have never felt the jars of what everybody else has lived through. And so the compassion there for looking at how other people feel is never there. That's why women are nuts. Women are nuts because white men never felt the compassion of their wives. And so we have these crazy feminist movements that were definitely not started by black women.
Yeah, I watched it, and it's a change. You know, when you go through, when society changes and you're going through it on, you know, day by day, you don't really notice it. But I watched Ghost of Mississippi last night.
Okay.
And they showed the white jury walking in at the first trial of the guy who killed Medgar Evers.
Right.
And it was a really scary group of white guys.
So do you understand where I'm coming?
Yeah.
You got to understand.
And even today, when I see stuff and I go into things, like we joke
you've never,
about.
You've never felt that. You've never gone in and said, because you're white, we're going to just totally take all your rights.
Yeah. And it's when you go back and you look at it, it's a little bit chilling. And you can understand where it comes from. That movie had two people who I used to like and I don't like anymore, Whoopi Goldberg and Alec Baldwin. But it was a terrific.
And if you
haven't seen Ghost of Mississippi, it's a terrific, terrific movie. And you will be crying at the end like I was.
Those types of movies, I only watch once. I can't do too much of those. I've only seen Roots one time in my life. I doubt I'll ever go back and watch that ever again. But they don't always show that there was racism. There was very, very bad conditions.
Yeah.
But they never showed the all conditions because I did not realize there were white slaves also.
Yeah.
And we see the black slaves, but we don't see the poor white slaves that were probably in that also. See, American history, because we have segregated it out, and you have black history and Hispanic history and not made it all American history, no one pays attention that there were other things going on that were just as egregious.
Yeah, you know, part of the problem goes, at least from my perspective, is that slavery is only looked at in terms of the history of the United States. Slavery is a worldwide phenomenon across the board, and slavery is still a phenomenon today. It hasn't gone away.
But the dehumanization of American slavery, that was Jim Crow more than it was slavery. See, we forget what happened.
Well, I know what happened.
But most people forget what happened. So when you look at white men today and how we interact when we're talking about
I'm going to back up. Let's talk about white men today. You're not mentioning white women. Because the other movie I watched over the weekend was The Help.
Okay.
And you see bigotry in white women beyond all belief in that particular movie.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And it's still today.
Yeah.
But you know, women have their own issues as it is.
Yeah. But it's not a white man phenomenon.
White men are the target because you have never felt – the first time that we've ever seen a blue-blood white man ever been accused without being investigated, should I say guilty before proven innocent, was Kavanaugh.
Oh, no. Oh, geez, come on.
When else do we see a white man being accused without evidence like a black man?
The Duke lacrosse team. I mean, I can go through
blue blood. I said blue blood. Come on now.
They were blue blood.
But they were kids.
No, they weren't. They were blue blood. They were blue blood 22, 23, 24 year olds.
Again, they're kids.
That's what made it so tantalizing because they were the blue bloods. Those were the upper crust males.
But the difference was when you look at Kavanaugh, we have never seen a man of his stature accused like a black man in history. He was getting ready to go before the Supreme Court, and a woman came up and said, I don't remember where, I don't remember when, but I know it was him. I had a dream. He assaulted me. And we said, Oh my God, we believe her.
They would have believed her. They would have believed that woman.
No matter what.
And those that were shouting, I believe, were the most were the ones that put her up to it.
And I agree with you.
They knew it was a lie from the beginning.
I agree with you.
By the way, I don't think she was lying. I think she really was assaulted by somebody.
But this is what they said. Yeah. Oh, my God. We believe her. No evidence. I don't remember when. I don't remember where. I don't remember how. But he did it. And the world said he should not. We should all accuse him.
So why is it that they went after him, and what's going on in Virginia is just died off and fell off the
same reason why we only have voter suppression what years do we have them? Gubernatorial, presidential.
Yeah.
I promise you, there is no voter suppression this year.
Yeah, yeah.
None.
I don't know, Tracy.
So Jesse Smollett, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And what they're doing, one, they don't call it out for all. He is somebody he's on Empire and people love him and I never
watched Empire, so I've learned who he is watching the news, but I've never watched the show.
Hold on, I think this is going to work.
What?
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
South
I can
Carolina.
Hear you great.
Oh,
yes.
Wonderful.
Is that South Carolina? Can you hear me? How are you? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. It's a nice sunny day in South Carolina today.
Oh, we didn't ask you the weather. We keep on. But listen, nothing changes in South Carolina. Just because we have been off for a while, we haven't talked for a while, you haven't been on Tracy and Friends for a while, does not mean that we want a weather report from your neck of the woods.
Okay, no problem. That has not changed. Okay. But I tell you what, the weather scene is kind of murky because I'm looking at this whole thing with Smollett and some other things out of Virginia, and I'm shaking my head because it's like, you know, why they came up with the story and said the guys were white and all the rest of this stuff. And when I heard about it, you know, I started getting the details on it. I'm like, man, that's bad. That really makes people, you know, look bad, make Trump supporters look bad. But now all of a sudden it's a different story. And I'm like, this is crazy. Why do they keep doing this stuff? Why does this keep happening? Because they, you know, the only reason I can say is they want to demonize those individuals that they perceive or say that's in power, and that doesn't make it right, you know, it doesn't make it right. So it's got me shaking my head. I've pretty much lost faith in that whole, you know, crying wolf stuff. I mean, it's crazy. And
so
I don't know. I understand what you're saying, Mark. And I mean, why the rush to demonize white guys? I mean, you know, yes, America has a tainted past when it comes to race relationships, but why live in the past? That's what I don't get.
Well, I'm not hearing you as clear as Tracy might on my headset, but I think, you know, it's going to be a while in this country, I think, before a lot of these issues are resolved and people get used to the new normal. But right now, I get upset about the use of the phony use of race for political gain and what they did in Chicago. You know, really, if you treated everybody equally on the issue of race, things would go away. The problem is true racism. The word is becoming diluted. You know, now you hear the word racist in political discourse. The switch goes off in your head. Yeah, 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 I've heard it before. And the kinds of things that happened in Chicago and Cory Booker's comments, which were just plain, you know, he would have better off just keeping his mouth shut as to say what he said.
But I'll tell you what killed me. I was watching, what the stupid show comes on in the afternoon shoe?
Which show?
The talk show. Is it The Talk or The Chew?
The Five.
No. On TV. There's a bunch of women sitting in the chat.
Oh, The View.
Oh, that's Chew.
No.
It's the Talk or The Chew.
What is it, South Carolina?
I think it's The Talk.
Is it The Talk? With a chocolate or whoever she is?
Right.
So I'm watching this, and they're saying, I can't believe that they're saying that he is, they're not believing him because he's gay. And because he's gay, they don't believe him. And they're just, I'm like, are you kidding me? You got to tell me. And I don't believe those two black men from wherever they're from, which is a warm weather place. Is it Nicaragua?
Yeah, no.
Nigeria.
Nigeria, yeah.
I don't believe people from Nigeria hang out. How cold was it in South Carolina, in Chicago that night?
10 below.
Do you realize that people don't kill each other in Chicago and rob each other in Chicago on nights like that? Do we understand that?
Especially wearing red hats. It's too cold, man. You got to get your muffs and scarves. And
so he said that they were masked men. They weren't masked. They were cold men. From Africa. I'm just saying. Am I missing this? Did I say something wrong?
No, you didn't miss any of it. I mean, who's going to be outside fighting? No, man, come on. That kind of weather, you're going to go home somewhere.
Is that you?
Who?
You.
You talking to me? Where'd you go, Tracy?
I'm here.
They were from northern. They were from northern Nigeria.
Oh man,
northern Nigeria. You get the story right, please.
Northern Nigeria.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Northern Nigeria, because. They were mistaken for a white man wearing MAGA hats. This was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm so glad that you guys called in, because this is a test. We're not on the live. We're not on broadcast radio today.
Yeah, Jeff, we showed up today, but the folks in Cleveland didn't today.
And so they just dogged you out, huh?
Pretty much. They didn't even send up a...
But I could have stayed home and have another cup of coffee and a cheese Danish.
You don't understand. I braved my way here.
I know about
from
I was thinking
Michigan.
About you.
So, this morning, I've got to be up all day long and all night long. I have a question. Hey, Jeff?
Yeah?
The problem that I'm having with Facebook Live is now is I don't have the Blog Talk feed going into Facebook Live, so no one can hear you. The studio
can hear
you. So talk real quick.
Okay.
So sing a song or something. Do a commercial. Okay. So the station can hear you on Blog Talk. And the station can, but Facebook here in the studio can't hear us in the ears. They can't hear Blog Talk from this.
I can't fix that.
But Mark, you fixed the other.
I don't know how I did it, except I did it with the sequence. You turn one thing on, then the other thing on.
But Jeff, you guys are coming through loud and clear. But Facebook Live can't hear us.
Okay, well
I don't know how we're going to fix that.
And don't move your chair, because little Poochie is going to get run over.
Cujo is all right.
Cujo's cool.
She knows how to get out the way.
Cujo's cool. Hey, Lee. Good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends. They didn't tell us it was a holiday, so we're broadcasting like a phantom on WHKZ starting tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Maybe they have to be on for Facebook Live to hear it.
No, that would not do it. That would definitely not do it. Pardon me?
That's the only thing different from now to Friday.
From who?
From since Friday.
No, they still couldn't hear it on blog. They still couldn't hear the call. We didn't have callers. They can hear me, but they can't hear my call.
Okay.
This is my first time having callers. Gordon, he was in there. Hey, Gordon is watching. Hey, Gordon, guess what? It's working just fine. Check out the camera. Isn't this pretty cool? I have to do some gymnastics because I don't move a lot around, so the camera's a little confused. But I can't get Blog Talk to talk to where Facebook can hear it. Okay. Now I'm deflated now. Go ahead. You can finish with it. We can do whatever we want to do.
No, where does Facebook go to? How do we hear ourselves on Facebook anyway? You get the feed from the mixer, right?
Correct. Facebook?
Okay, now that
you're getting a feed from Vimeo, from the camera.
Okay, and your camera's going through the board though, right?
That's right.
Okay, what channel is the camera? Is it going through the board?
The camera's going through the tablet. We've gone back to this again. No, the camera's going through the tablet.
The neck bone's connected to the
right.
Yeah, you got to make sure that the tablet is up then, so
it
they
is.
Can hear it. I mean, you know,
no.
The volume of.
Did you turn the volume up?
Yeah.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay.
On the Mevo, you got the Mevo stand working.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, how do you know the Mevo send is working?
Huh? Because you can see me. I can hear me on. Listen to this.
Volume up. Yeah. You sure? Positive. Okay.
But you can't hear Jeff.
Yeah.
Yep.
See?
Yeah.
I sound like I'm talking to myself. I sound like I'm crazy.
Well, that's okay.
See? You hear that?
That's okay. What's up, Sal? How you doing, buddy?
You guys
I'm doing
can't
pretty
talk
good.
To
I'm
live
doing
on
pretty
Facebook.
Good.
They just look at us like we're nuts.
Jeff said to South Carolina, how are you doing? Now South Carolina can respond.
And I said, how are you doing? I'm doing well.
And South Carolina is
yeah,
doing well. This is wonderful. Maybe if South Carolina talks louder, they can hear him on Facebook. You know,
no,
it's a
no,
long
no,
way
no,
to
no,
go.
No. We got to work on this. But listen, guys. Listen. Did you notice that on the 25th, on the 18th of 2000 and what is this, 18, 19?
This is 2019.
This is 2019. That on the weekend of the President's Day, they were talking about you got two people who are working for the FBI and the Department of Justice talking about how can they invoke the 25th Amendment on the President of the United States and he's not dead and or in a coma.
Yeah. And you know what? And the news is reporting it. It's been kind of interesting to watch how they're reporting this and talking about it. But they're leaving out the most key thing. And it's key, I think, to understanding how deep and horrible this is with Mr. McCabe and Mr. Rosenstein. Or Stein, I think he pronounces it Rosenstein. They were talking about invoking the 25th Amendment against the president because of what? Well, Mr. McCabe said because he wanted to make sure that he thought that he was talking to the man who was put into office through collaboration with the Russians. And he needed to put that front and center. And so they conspired with Rosenstein and they appointed Mueller. I mean, and that's what this was about. I don't think this was done at that meeting. They decided what they were going to do. They're not saying it yet, but that's what it's going to come down to. So what they're not telling you is McCabe says, I needed to protect the country from the Russians, which is his moral justification for his illegal act. But McCabe knew there were no Russians. They knew from the beginning there were no Russians. McCabe was involved with those phony FISA warrants. There is no justification for what he said. And there is where the crime is. The crime is with those FISA warrants. Rosenstein know that they were phony FISA warrants. McCabe know they were phony FISA warrants. McCabe knew that those dossier, which was the basis of everything, was phony and who paid for it. And now when they get up there and say, well, we had to protect, I wanted to protect America from the Russians. And I wanted to make sure that the investigation wasn't wiped off if somebody got fired. No, he was protecting his rear end is what he was doing. Because he knew there were no Russians. And those FISA warrants were fake.
I agree.
Now, I listened to commentary by Dershowitz, and he was saying that this is nothing. It's a coup d'etat, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that is crazy. I don't see how these guys stay out of jail on this one.
Well, and just having a conversation among a group of people working, I mean, they shouldn't have it, but they had a conversation, maybe we could do this. Nobody's asking the question, why were you having the conversation? And McCabe tried to justify it by saying, well, I was concerned about he was possibly put into office by the Russians, when he knew that's not true. And he has said it's not true. He has testified under oath in front of Congress that he understood that the dossiers were fake. Well, if that's the case, what was his justification for the conversation? There was none. And there was no justification for the appointment of Robert Mueller, because what they're doing, there was no predicate crime. And you have to have a crime to investigate. There was no crime. They're looking for a crime, and they're not allowed to do that. And that's where the go-to-jail stuff is. And I still can't get my phone from making noise. It's driving me crazy.
Why is it driving you crazy?
I don't know. I can't get it to do this. I've been trying to figure it out. I have the volume all the way down on just about everything. And every time something happens, it dings like that.
I think that was me.
Was that you?
That was you. That was me.
Well, that could explain why nothing I do can make
a... That's why it's not working. That wasn't you. That was me.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
That explains it in your phone, not mine. I keep pushing the buttons. It's got to stop doing that. So I want to know who's going to go to jail and when they're going to go
to
jail. I don't think anybody's going to go to jail, because this thing reaches right into the White House, and that's what's stopping the investigation. I'd be surprised if Rod Rosenstein is still Deputy Attorney General tomorrow.
Do you know what's really
I'm
funny?
My question is, how much of a bulldog is Barr?
I don't. He's from what I understand, he's fairly aggressive. He's the one that led the, from what I understand on the news last night, that he led the pardons from Bush the first against Caspar Weinberger, and I'm trying to think who else was involved with those investigations. And that I don't know if it's a matter of being a bulldog as much as I've been saying this for 2 years. I don't think the country's ready for a former president going to jail. And if you look at what happened here, that's exactly what. Barack Obama was involved in this up to his neck.
Mark. Let's go back to Black History Month.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Now, we know that we are in a civil war. And right now, the civil war is just – it's smoke and mirrors, because there's a lot of media hype. But there's a civil war that is here.
Yes. Well, I'll agree with you about that.
And if we do not want a physical civil war, there's one thing I'm going to explain to people, and I really want them to comprehend this. President Obama may have been a lot of things, and he may have been involved and known about a lot of things that you in normal America, you could go after a white man for.
Yeah.
But it would behoove white America to let Barack Obama alone about going to prison. Because if you don't send Hillary to prison and Bush to prison and Obama to prison, you got to send them all at – listen, all have to go at the same time on the same day. Because should you send any of them to prison before that time, that's a bad idea.
Sure.
Okay.
I agree with you. That's exactly the point. They don't want to go there. And
they don't want to go to prison?
No, I'm talking about the new attorney general, and because none of this stuff is hidden, it's all out in the open. Nobody's doing anything about it. And if they, what's going to happen? And I think this is what they're afraid of. If they indict McCabe,
right?
Then McCabe is going to say, "I can give you Loretta Lynch."
I agree with that.
And then they go after Loretta Lynch, and she could say, "I just did what my boss told me to do." And now you have a problem. So you're not going to start the chain. You're just going to let it go. That being said, there's no reason why the truth can't come out.
The truth can't come out.
And the media is not reporting.
Okay, let's try this again, but they're not going
to report
it.
Those six men that run the broadcast networks won't report it.
They're not going to report it. And, Mark, by the way, you can't handle
the
truth. Just so you know that.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
They did a really good thing on TMC with that. They were doing, they said, I want the truth. And then they went to what's this, you can't handle. And then they went to all the different stuff that was happening in the movies they were going to do. It was pretty cool how they did it.
You can't handle the truth. I think you really want to handle. No.
They just won't. I just don't see them going after these people. They might find some underling that'll be the whipping boy for it and put that person away. But I'll say one thing: Manafort's going to get a pardon, Flynn's going to get a pardon, but it won't happen until after the election.
In 2020,
yeah.
Okay.
They won't pardon anybody until after the election, unless if the lawyers are smart and it turns out how, you know, they go into courts and say this whole thing is, you know, void ab initio.
Okay, whoa. See, I'm not smart. I am not smart. Really understand that, Mark.
It means
you said what?
The seat, it was null and void from the beginning because it was an illegal appointment of Miller.
What was the word?
Ab initio from the beginning.
It was ab initio.
Ab as an ab initio. It's a lawyer. I went to school for 6 years to learn how to say that.
The word of today is
ab.
Ab
initio. INITITIO. Initio.
Okay. AB.
Then a new
INITIO.
Yes, yeah, like initial, except you go initio.
Tracy.
That's Spanish.
Oh,
no.
Abnicial. That's Spanish.
That's Spanish. Abnicial.
Abnicio means from the beginning.
Ab initio. I'm going to name my dog. My next dog's going to be named Ab initio.
Ab initio.
From the beginning.
Tracy, what I'm trying to figure out, though, in this, I just saw a report with some black leaders in Virginia who met with Northern. And
yes?
they're saying that they're going to forgive him and move on.
You know why?
They're going to
forgive him.
Check it out. They're going to forgive him. However, Fairfax is going to be fried.
They're going to forgive
the white guy and fry the black
What's
guy.
Wrong with that?
That's the Democrat Party for you.
That's America. That's America.
So, let's see. The man hasn't. He's got to have his due process, right? I guess they killed themselves with Kavanaugh.
I know Jeff and I talked about that when this happened, that they'd end up, you know, the black lieutenant governor is going to be the fall guy for what happened in Virginia while the two white guys stay. I just can't see them doing that because the optics would be so bad.
Would it really?
Yeah. I'm hearing tunes. Oh, this is exciting.
And
you know, it's why Tracy's playing here with your new toys over here. You know, I can do this and I can do that. You think there's somebody up in Cleveland? There's music playing. I hear the music. There's no time for the break. What are we listening to?
Pardon?
What are we listening to?
You have never heard that?
No.
This is amazing. You like this song.
I'm afraid I can't help that. I'm afraid of Americans.
That's amazing, ain't it?
Yeah.
I'm afraid of Americans. And we should be. Should we not?
I'm going to have to listen to that on the phone.
And I'm not a big rocker.
Neither am I.
But sometimes even rockers get it right. Hey, South Carolina, what were you saying?
Oh, no, I love this song.
Yes, and I'm afraid of the world.
That's
and it's
right.
called Nine Inch Nails, I'm Afraid of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, well, I want to thank everybody that tuned in and chimed in. I don't know if you can hear. I should check that out. But I'm sorry that Blog Talk is not interfacing with
the Facebook.
With Facebook yet. And I know why. I think. I know why. But we're going to make it work.
Okay.
It's going to work.
Okay.
It's going to work.
So...
I'm so glad we had this time together. Just to have a laugh or sing a song. Seems we just get started, and before you know it, come
the time
we
have
to
say so long.
You know what, Mark?
Yeah.
You can tell people are the same. Because when you begin to sing that song, across the board, everybody knows it.
Yeah.
And things are so much simpler.
Amen.
And we have messed things up because we have brought racism into stuff. We've done it for you asked about. We brought stuff into stuff that we should have never brought it into. Some things had nothing to do with race.
Well, race is a problem. Race is also being a tool of the left. And I believe that all the racism and issues of the United States stand alone. Racism has been usurped by the ideological socialists. As a weapon. But when you get down to it, they'll let the black guy go and keep the two white guys.
True.
Because that's
go.
Not
there
what they
go.
Care about.
But the problem is, and some things are relationship. Because, you know, let me say it this way. Recently, I had a friend, and I'm not going to mention any names because I'm going to protect the innocent. So think about this like Dragnet. I had a friend who took a stand for me. And his stand that he took... with a pretty heavy stand for a number of reasons. Not only was an African American, but I was African American female. And he did the right thing, but the blowback will probably be forever because he was not supposed to stand by me. He was supposed to stand by someone else. And when I look at the dynamic of that, why can we not stand for the right thing? But because they stood, and not because it was, you know, me, because if I had been white, it might be different. But I'm quite sure my race had a lot to do with it, and my gender. And that show's so telling about how race is perceived in America, even when you stand up to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Because it's the right thing to do because you're wrong. But if you don't stand with the wrong side, even in the right thing to do, we will ostracize you, which puts too much pressure on a lot of people. And therein lies the problem with the urban, or should I say, the European male. Because when you do stand out, the blowback that you get from your peers, it's pretty damaging.
I've never felt that.
Probably not.
I haven't. I just haven't felt.
Felt what? And when I get off the air, I'll tell you who it is.
What?
I can't tell you who it is.
All right, when we get off the air, you can tell.
I can tell you who it is when I get off the air.
Okay.
Can't tell them that right now.
Yeah.
We're protecting innocent.
But
it's like what's called Law and Order.
Yeah.
When they twist the stuff.
Yeah.
And change the name to protect the innocent.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But we're not twisting.
Yeah. All right. No, it's bad. If I'm a rule of law guy. And I believe that my fundamental belief is that all issues are ultimately can be solved by rule of law, by following procedures and doing what needs to be done. May take slow, may take time. But right now, the left has co-opted the issue of racism so much that the blowback against African Americans right now is probably about 1,000 times more than it should be.
It causes job loss.
Yeah.
It causes people that you've known for years, because after a minute, you know, you look at me as me, but people don't understand that when I go to work the next day after something that's happened, there are two sides to that story that I feel both.
Yeah.
And it causes friction in the workplace. It causes people, if you know that you've got a guy, he's the best engineer in the world, and that he is a little wonky, and you don't know what's going to come out of his mouth, and I come in for a job, and I'm good at what I do, but you can't afford to leave wonky, you're less likely to hire me because you don't know how I'm going to react to wonky, and you really don't need any more drama in your office than you already have. Am I not lying?
No. Yeah, that's probably true.
And so when I come in for the job, you look at me and say, you know what, I'd like to hire her, but, you know, wonky is nuts. But I need wonky because he is good at what he does. And we don't realize that wonky is not really racist. Wonky is just wonky.
Yeah.
Someone said that to me earlier, and we were talking about, I'm going to mention her name. We were talking about Kathy Miller and the President Trump issue. And we were talking about Kathy Miller, and we were comparing someone else that we know to Kathy Miller.
Yeah.
And someone else that we know to Kathy Miller.
Yeah.
And they were saying that, you know, Kathy Miller's a racist, and she's this and she's that. And I'm going, no, Kathy Miller is just wonky. Now, will she say some ignorant things? Absolutely. But is she really a true racist? No, she's wonky. Because the same things that she says about, you know, her comments on race and racism and President Trump, she'll say the same thing about you,
yeah.
Or a turn in Boardman. Or she'll say something that's really just wonky. It's like, oh, we hate her because she's herself. And you can't decipher, you can't stop that, because that doesn't make her a racist, doesn't make her a bad person. That just makes her wonky.
Yeah. Well, what you have is a group, I can't tell you on the air.
See?
What
wonky?
What the comments I get from people are, who I know are good, fundamental people that are not racist in any sense of the word, but right now they've had it up to their chin with what they're hearing on television over and over and over again. And people who weren't racist are being pushed towards being racist right now. And it's a real dangerous game.
And that's what
the Democratic Party is playing.
They're creating racist.
And Tracy.
Yes, sir.
I started reading, I'm just about finished with it, a book by, I don't know if you've known the book, but it's Death of a Nation. Have you heard of this book?
Yes, I have. There's a movie, isn't there? Death of a Nation?
Huh?
Oh, you're about to. Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, that's a good book.
And the thing about it is, you know, it makes a heck of a lot of sense. I mean, you know, I always wondered what happened with blacks and voting for the Republican or Democrat Party. And after reading the book, it made all the sense in the world. It didn't happen, you know, the way most people thought it happened in the 60s. It happened in the 30s, and ever since then, you know, the Democrats have been using race as a tool against Republicans. Actually, you know, I mean,
but they don't know.
That's their whistle.
You know, that's their whistle.
Hmm.
You know, that dog whistle.
And it's yep. And for me, it's like, you know, they look at me like I'm crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I'm not a sellout. I just believe what I believe and know what I know, and I'm going to tell you about it. And I'm not going to compromise on it. I'm not going to, you know, say something's red when I know it's blue. You know, they get upset about it, but I really don't care. But the problem is, you know, when Mark is saying, when America, quote unquote, white America, gets tired of hearing this, it's not going to be pretty. It really isn't going to be pretty. And you're starting to see a lot of that now, especially with these, you know, with these folks focusing on socialism and using white people as a catalyst to promote socialism.
Yeah, and I'm hearing it in terms of, I'm just reluctant to say some stuff, you know, right now, and you can't have an honest discussion anymore with anything, because everybody's afraid to say anything about anything. And what I am hearing I am hearing racist comments from people I would never have heard racist comments from a year ago, 2 years ago. They're just rapidly reaching the end. They're turning off their television. They're turning off their radio. They'll go to online sites to get some of their news because they're tired of being preached at. They're preached at in the morning. They're preached at in the afternoon. They're preached at the evening. They preach that when they turn on late night television. You go to a movie, they're preached at some more, and it never, never ends. And it's always the same thing. And then they realize the incongruity of what they're being told to what their life experience is. It's not working. We're in a really bad, bad spot right now. And if they don't pull back, and I've been saying this for a long time, if they don't pull back all of this garbage and the irresponsible use of the term racism, the irresponsible comparisons to Hitler, the irresponsible comparisons to the Berlin Wall. When I went to church yesterday morning, I heard the word privilege, 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 privilege three times, four times during the sermon. You can't even go to church on Sunday morning to get away from the preaching and the wagging of the finger. The reaction is bad, and it's going to be violent, and it's the violence that's scaring me right now, because when I talk with people, they say, they can go do what they want, but we got the guns. And that is scary.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
That's scary. So what do you do with that? I don't know where to go, because it's going to be a really bad, bad time,
but Mark,
going into the election for next year.
Let me say this. And what we don't understand is this is being engineered for a reason. Because it brings dissension amongst people. And you can't have unity, because unity brings strength. And you can't have people who are at the same level unified. So like I was saying on last week, you got Appalachia and urban. Same problem. No communication because of the color of their skin and misperceptions that they have one from another. So if I tell you, you and I have been friends for a number of years now.
Yeah.
You've been to my house. I've been to your house. I've eaten at your house. Your wife takes care of me very, very well. She cooks very, very good. She takes cookies.
That's why I
love your son.
Yeah.
And actually, I was friends with him first.
Yeah.
And so over the years, we have gathered, we have learned from each other about race and racism and relationships. They don't want us to sit here and say that we have the same thing in common and work together for a common goal.
No.
Because when you and I begin to have a conversation, you bring your strength to the table and I bring my strength. And we begin to build something. We can't be having that kind of stuff going on in a society where we have elitism, because when you begin to communicate and conversate, then you begin to actually have something to say. And people begin to think. The reason why there's no civics in school today is because we don't want people thinking. Because we don't want people acting. Because if you act, if you think, you act. If you act, you'll become free. And if you become free, I can't control you. And I need to control you for my power. And so they've done that between you and I. They do that between Appalachia and urban. They do that between men and women. Right now, men don't know whether to become gay or to go find a rose. Am I lying?
No, no.
You
Amen.
Don't know it. They have turned this into where I'm supposed to pick you up.
Yeah.
And we sit back on the sidelines talking about, I wonder what's wrong here.
Yeah. You talk to God. Like when I go to my church, you know, we look for ways to grow and to evangelize. And how do we do it? I said, let's team up. Let's go into Youngstown and find a sister church in the city and work together on joint programs.
What?
And let me say this.
What?
But no, Mark, to your, let me say this. But you got a lot, most programs that are in the city, Rotary, Kiwanis, Lions Club, all the, when you look around, those are going to people of color's kids. They're going out to the inner city schools, and they may have 5 members, maybe.
Yeah.
So you can't say all white people are bad. And the majority of them that are in that room just happen to be Republican conservatives.
Yeah.
Just saying. Now, there's some bloody liberals in there, too.
Yeah. I think I've told you our church minister is a gay female who has a partner, and my church is got a lot of white conservative guys in it, and it's really kind of funny because it's the white conservative guys that brought her in to do the job. You wonder why they brought her in to do the job? Because she can do the job. She does a great job.
Mark.
Hey, so, Carolyn, can I use you for as a guinea pig for a minute?
I'm sorry?
Sure. Are you UMC? Yes, you can. No, you can. Go ahead, Tracy. Hello? Hello? I guess I lost you.